Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the fifth day of Adar Sheni, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Demai, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Vov. Our Mishnah is going to continue telling us circumstances where the Chachamim were lenient to trust someone who is not normally believed about taking Maaser. Hanichnos Le'ir, a guest comes to a city, Ve'inamak Yodam Sham, but he doesn't know anyone there. And he wants to buy food. Omar, he asks one of the people, Mikon Neman, who's trusted here for Maaseres, that I can buy it without any problem? Mikon Maaser, who do you know is trustworthy, who knows how to take Maaser? You know that he does take Maaser. Omar Loi, Echad, if a fellow comes up to him and says, Ani, I'm believed, you can trust me. Eino Neman, says the Mishnah, you can't trust him, because the person is not trusted to testify for himself. But, Amalei, if he says to him, Ish Pliny Neman, if he says, that guy over there is believed about the Maaseres, Harze Neman, he can be trusted. And he can buy from that fellow, even though you don't recognize him. And he can only eat based on the testimony of this fellow. The Chachamim were lenient with a guest, because he needs to eat, Chai Nefesh. The Rambam explains another reason. He says that we have a principle, a person does not sin if he's not going to get anything out of it. And therefore, if someone sends you off to somewhere to someone else and says that he's believed, you can trust him because he's not going to send you to someone who's not believed. Why should he tell a lie? He doesn't get any benefit out of it. And this was, again, a leniency for people who were a stranger coming to another city. The Tosefta brings two qualifications on this. One is that this leniency is granted where he doesn't know anybody in the city. If he does have a friend or someone he knows in that city, then he must go to that fellow and ask him to really find a person who is definitely trusted. Similarly, another qualification is if he has already been there 30 days, he's no longer considered a guest, and then he cannot rely on someone's testimony. Holach likach mimenu, what happens if he went to buy from that fellow? That the person testified and said that he's trustworthy. He went to buy from him. Omaloi, and as he goes to buy from him some grain, some tavua, then he asks him, Mikon mocher yoshan, who sells old produce? Now, old produce means it's from previous harvest, that it's dry and it's better than new harvest, than the new fresh grain, which hasn't had a chance to dry so well. So the yoshon was better. And he asks you, who here sells yoshon? Who sells the old produce? Some say that the question that he's asking is, who sells old produce that's not subject to the Isur prohibition of Chodosh? Produce was prohibited to be eaten before the Omer was offered. And he's asking, therefore, who's selling old produce from the previous year so that there's no problem about Chodosh? Chodosh means grain that's been taken after the Omer has been offered. It's from the new produce. Most Mephoshim don't learn this. Why? Because we don't find anywhere that the Amoratsim were ever suspected about not keeping Chodosh. They always kept we don't find anywhere, and therefore they found it hard to accept this opinion, this explanation. Omaloi, the fellow answers the one who questions him, you know what? Mi sheshlachach etzli, the guy who sent you to me, who verified, in other words, that I'm believed, he's got fantastic produce. He sells old produce. Says the Mishnah, even though afal pi shehen kegomen zeh, even though this could raise a suspicion that maybe it's tit for tat, that they're helping each other out, and that fellow who testified that he's trusted only did so that this fellow will pay him back in turn and get him customers for his old produce. Nevertheless, we say they are trusted and they are believed. We're not worrying about such a relationship, a collusion. And we say that the Chachamim, again, were lenient for the guest, and they said you can rely on them in such a situation for food. subject, of course, as we said, the qualifications that the Tosefta brings earlier on. Mishnah Zayin. Now that we've got onto the topic of goimlim, where we suspect that, do we suspect people are supporting are paying back each other? Is it a payback? The Mishnah now brings a case where this could indeed be a problem. Hachamorim, donkey drivers that are transporting produce from place to place. Shenichnasu la'ir, they entered the city to sell their wares, their produce. Amar echad, one of them said, Sheli chodesh, mine is new grain, not so good, not properly dry, as we said before. Vishal chaveri yoshen, oh, my friend, he's selling old produce, which is nicely dried, etc. Sheli eini masukan, he says, my produce has not been fixed, in other words, hasn't been properly tithed. Trumas and maises haven't been separated. Vishal chaveri masukan, but my friend's produce, that's been tithed properly, you can buy that. Einan emonin, they are not believed, says the Mishnah. Why? Because this is a classic case of goimlim. This is a case where what they're doing is they are one of the group is testifying for his friend and making his friend look really good in terms of his produce. It's no shilas about the maisa, and his quality is fantastic, and he's doing that so that when they go to the next place, the other fellow will do the same thing for him. And even though he's talking down his own produce and he's praising his friends, we don't trust them. We don't trust them because it looks too much like a case of goimlim. Rabbi Yehuda men emonin. Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says, no, we can't believe them. We can't believe them, and we can trust them. Yerushalmi explains, what's his reason? He says, we can be lenient. Again, this is in order to support the people of the city, in order to allow for transporters to bring their goods and fruits to the city. Because if we won't be believed, they might stop coming. And we need to protect the lives of the people in the city. The Chacham, however, were not makel, were not lenient for this reason. They say that they can get supplies from another city, and therefore we cannot rely on the testimony of these people. And we worry that maybe they've made a knunia, they've made a collusion between them, and they're goimzem, they're only talking up their friend's produce so that their friend will do the same thing in another place. They're not trusted. And the halach is indeed like the chachamim, like the first opinion, that they're not believed.